fourth game at 4-1. Probably impressed again with the spread of scores and just the competence of the team, you know. I mean, job done, and now on to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, that's it. Look, it was a difficult enough game for us to come into today, because I think we're nearly guaranteed the top four no matter what. We kind of, looking at the different permutations, we were all going to be in the top four, so that was really our aim. We didn't mind who we played it, as long as we had a home quarterfinal, and that's, it's hard to come into a game like that. But the boys are all playing for places too. I know we were missing a few, but they're all playing for places, and plenty of players showed up well today.
And just looking at them boys you're missing, I mean, Anthony Thompson, Owen Wade, Owen McGettigan, the AJ Gallagher, but good to see Brendy come on there. Leo still not playing. I mean, that there's some heavy stuff there, but just probably shows the spread of your squad that there's lads fit to come on, and yeah, you're still so, I suppose, slick and fluid.
That's it. I would have said that for years now. We're very lucky with the panel that we have, and let's look at the time. See, this is important when you do have injuries, and there are a lot of big players to be injured, and we'll really need to get them back in the next 2 weeks now to have them back for quarter final, because there's no margin for error now that it's knockout.
And Leo, I mean, we haven't seen him yet. I mean, what's the update there? Are you hoping it was a matter of keeping him in reserve, or is it just a race against time, or how?
No,
was
Leo,
it?
Look, well, Leo played the first game. He came on for the last 20 minutes in the first game against Milford, and he just had another knock on the calf then after that, but he's not far away. He was training there this week, so hopefully now he'll get 2 weeks training behind him and he'll be ready for a quarter final.
That's a bigger fish to fry now in the last eight. We think it's Glenfinn. Listen, they've been dogged, they've put up, you know, well organised. I suppose it's your near neighbours as well, kind of a derby as such. I mean, there'll be nothing easy there. You're just going to the game as favourites, but listen, there's a job to do there, and you can't have any room for complacency, because Mark McGinty's men would take full advantage.
No, absolutely. Look, we know all about Glenfinn. We played them in a quarter final here in Glenswary last year, and they ran us to the pin of our collars, and we'll expect no different now in 2 weeks' time. If it is them, I know it's tight between them and McCool's on points, but it looks like Glenfinn are going to make that 7th spot or 8th spot, so it's looking like them. But look, at they've improved in last year too as well. Evander Walsh's goals are really, really impressive. One of the top keepers in the championship this year. His kickouts, his free kicks, he's brilliant under high ball, coming dealing with all that situation, so he's a big addition to them too as well. So they've improved in the last 12 months, so we hope that we've improved as well, and we'll have enough to get over them, but it'll not be easy, definitely not.
We all draw breath now. A regional league round, I mean, glad to see it, a welcome kind of point to kind of take stock, or how do you see that there?
Yeah, well, I think we're actually free next weekend, because there's 7 teams in our group, so it's our free weekend next weekend, so look at it, gives us that extra bit of recovery time for boys as well. It's been tough there for 4 weeks with the game, so we'll be glad of that, and we'll get training next weekend instead.